Are you ready to learn some real life English with comprehensible input? Well, good, because today we are going to talk about something very simple that can make a huge difference in your life. Gratitude. Let's go. Hello, everyone. It is your English speaking friend, Kyle. Today we're going to continue improving our English with comprehensible input. What is comprehensible input? Comprehensible input is when a native speaker, like me, speaks slowly and clearly so that you can understand. Guys, it's cold here in Indiana today. Let me just show you what it looks like. We've got snow. It's snowing right now. And I came to this place to film a little bit for you guys. Because if I have an opportunity to show you guys something beautiful, like the nature here, all covered in snow, I think I should get up and do it. Even though it was nice and warm in my house, I decided to come out here in the cold and try and get some cool shots. So, today we're going to talk about gratitude, being grateful for the things you have in your life, and how this simple idea of focusing more on gratitude can make huge differences in your day-to-day life, your everyday life. And what got me thinking about this, guys, a couple of days ago, I collaborated with another YouTuber named Jay. He has a channel called English by Jay, which is awesome, guys. Jay is a super cool guy. We really, really clicked, which means you get along with somebody really well. Jay and I have similar personalities. Of course, there's a lot of differences too, but Jay and I could talk very easily, so we had some great conversations. And we were talking about happiness in one of these conversations. Jay asked me how to be happy. And it got me thinking. And what I said was basically gratitude is the key. And I believe that. I believe that being grateful, appreciating the things that you already have in your life, is a huge part of the happiness that you have. And if you do not practice gratitude, it doesn't matter how much money you have, how many cars you have, how many goals you reach. If you don't appreciate them and take the time to be grateful for them, you will not be happy with the things that you have achieved in your life. So gratitude is hugely important. I'm grateful for that conversation I had with Jay because it made me think about something that I haven't thought about in a while, and that is the practice of gratitude. So how do you practice gratitude? Well, about a year ago, I read a book, this book here called The Gratitude Jar. And I highly recommend this book because it's small, uses simple enough vocabulary for an intermediate learner to read, and it's a very deep book. And I think that's a good investment, guys. A little bit of your time for a very deep lesson that can impact your life. So this book was written by this woman, Josie Robinson, and she was very depressed. She had a beautiful family, she was married, kids, nice house, she had a job, but she was very depressed. She was drinking alcohol because of her depression, and something was missing in her life. And I'm not gonna tell you all about the book, but eventually, she heard about something called a gratitude jar. And a jar is a little container you put things in. You could put pickles in jars. Peanut butter comes in jars. And she heard about this practice where you get a jar and you write on little pieces of paper the things in your life that you're grateful for, and you put them in the jar. So that's what this book talks about. It basically talks about this woman's journey from depression to being a happy and grateful person, and she did it by using this gratitude jar. So in this book, she recommends a 30-day challenge, I believe. Like I said, it was a year ago I read it. But she says for 30 days, just 30 days, write down the things that you're grateful for and put them in a jar. And the beautiful thing about this, guys, is on day one, what's everybody gonna say? I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful that I'm healthy. I'm grateful that I have a car. I'm grateful for my wife. Okay, you get those ones out of the way. by day 10, you're like, well, now what? Now what can I be grateful for? And then you really start thinking about it. You really start thinking, what do I have to be grateful for in this day, in this moment? So it does two things. It makes you present because you're looking around, actively searching for things to be grateful for. And it changes your point of view. It changes your perspective, guys, because normally we're not looking around for things to be thankful for. And honestly, humans have something called a negativity bias, which means that we see the negative things more than we see the positive. And who knows why we have that negativity bias? Well, because a long time ago, before humans were the rulers of the world, and there were also big monsters that could eat us, like big lions and stuff, we had to constantly keep looking for threats, for things that are dangerous to us, for things that could hurt us, okay? Now we go to the store and buy food. Back then we had to go hunt with bows and arrows. And there were other animals out there hunting too, like wolves, okay? So in order to stay alive, we had to constantly be searching for the dangers in life, for the bad things, for the monsters, for the guy from the other tribe who also wants that deer who might kill me to get it, okay? And that negativity bias kept humans alive for thousands of years. But now that we have comfortable homes, you know, we have jobs where we go work in an office, make money, take that money to the store to buy our food, we don't have to keep looking out for a wolf, okay? There's not a wolf in my city. In some places, there still are dangerous animals, but in general, humans don't have to watch their back for a tiger who will come and get them. I know there's some places in India where there are tigers running free still, but even there, I'm sure they're more scared of us than we are of them because we have things like guns and stuff now. But now, at this point in the human race, we can start to train our brain to look for the positive instead of the negative. And once you get rid of that negativity bias and start seeing the positive, that's when the magic starts to happen. So I want to share something deep with you guys that happened for me when I started doing this challenge, because it really was surprising and I'm grateful I did it. Maybe I should do it again. All right, guys, I had to come in the car before I give you guys this little deep talk, before I open up and share with you guys the really crazy thing that started to happen when I did this challenge, because it's cold out there, guys, believe me. I know there's some of you who are in places even colder than me, but those of you who are in tropical places, be grateful for that, because, oof, the snow is cold. It sure is cold here. But I'm grateful for this snow because I got out of the house, had a little adventure, and was able to get some cool footage or film. So let's talk about the really deep and unexpected thing that started to happen when I did this challenge. Well, the first few days, like I said, it happens with everybody. My job, my family, money if I have it, food that I have, my car, my dog, my cat. We all say these obvious things at first, but what happens when you run out of those things? Well, like I said, you start searching in your day. I'm grateful I had some coffee. I'm grateful I went to lunch with my friend. But once you get past those things, you have to start really looking deep, guys. And the negativity bias is still there at this point. So the things that are popping up in your head are the bad things that have happened to you, because you're thinking, well, what else can I be grateful for? All I have left is these horrible things that have happened. And you know, we really identify with the bad things in our life. You know, you identify as somebody who's been hurt in relationships, somebody whose parents were mean to them. You identify with the struggles in your past. You know, I'm a poor person, I always will be. We identify with those. But once you start training your brain by repetition every day to look for the good, something very magical happens, guys. You start to, when these bad things come up in your head because you've been identifying with them for so long, you start to search for the good in them. And that's very powerful. That's very powerful, guys. So what happened to me at this point in my life, what I had been dealing with for so long was really bad anxiety. Really bad anxiety, you know, mental health. It was bad, guys. Every day was just, felt like I was being tortured from the inside out. And it was because a bunch of bad things happened to me, you know? And it was stress, 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 stress. And eventually that turned into severe anxiety, something known as post-traumatic stress disorder. And I was dealing with that for a very long time. Now, at first, you think, well, how on earth can I be happy or grateful for having post-traumatic stress disorder? How on earth is that possible to be grateful for severe anxiety disorder? For feeling fear all day, every day? For having terrible, anxious thoughts? Well, the truth is, you can, guys. You can, and I did. I started to really think about it, and I thought, I'm grateful that this anxiety came to my life because it made me search for ways to stop it. Okay? Because before that anxiety, guys, I was not the same person I am. I was not the same disciplined man that I am today because I didn't have anything pushing me. But when you're being tortured by your brain, you have motivation to find ways to stop it, okay? And I was grateful that that anxiety pushed me to find ways to get better, to start learning about how the brain works. I was grateful that it pushed me to try and find new things to take my mind off it. So I started training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I started reading more books. I started playing guitar. I started learning Spanish. It pushed me into these things. It pushed me into Jiu-Jitsu, where I met a bunch of great friends. I learned how to be more confident, learned how to protect myself and my family. It pushed me into watching hours of Spanish every day because I found that that was the one thing that would take my mind off of how bad I was feeling. So I binge-watched Pablo's videos on Dreaming Spanish. And then almost 5 years later, I spoke to him. Ooh, I'm gonna have to write that in the gratitude journal. But learning Spanish made me into the person I am who was able to meet my wife. Guys, if I never learned Spanish, I wouldn't be married to the beautiful camera wife. Because when I met her, she only spoke Spanish. So that anxiety taught me so many things, and it pushed me in the direction to learn so many things. And I started thinking even deeper, having a terrible relationship with my father for the last, you know, 15 years of his life, not having a dad, really. How could you be grateful for that? Well, I am grateful, because seeing that made me know how that feels, and now I will never let that happen to my son. Me and Connor are like this, guys. Connor is like another piece of me, and I will never let our relationship break apart. So you start becoming grateful for the hard things, for the things in your life that used to be traumas, that used to be your nightmares. You start to see, wow, these are really the things that shaped me into who I am. And these hard things pushed me to become the person I am now. And without them, I would have never been who I am. If I didn't realize how bad it feels not to have a connection with your dad, I wouldn't be a close father to Connor, even when it's hard, even when I'm tired, because I wouldn't have that motivation. I would say, oh, it'll be all right. I could just do something with him tomorrow when I'm not tired anymore. No, I know what it feels like. So even if I'm tired, I get up and I play with him. So guys, that was the beauty of this challenge for me. I started seeing the blessings within the things that I used to think of as curses. And what a blessing that is, to start to see the wisdom of the hard parts of your life. And you know what, guys? I always talk about Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I'll go ahead and put this out there right now. That's one of my new goals, to talk to him, to have a conversation with him. Because I think that speaking with him I could get some information that could help so many people. So that's a new goal of mine. And it might not be this month, it might not be this year, but I will make that happen. So something that Dr. Joe says is these traumas, once you get past the emotions that are attached to them, the anxiety attached to them, once you learn through meditation how to make that the emotional charge, the negative energies attached to them go away, all that's left is the wisdom. The wisdom that you learn from that hard lesson. Because that's the school of hard knocks, guys. And a knock is like, boom, getting hit. So we say the school of hard knocks, which means learning from hard stuff. So I'm grateful that the school of hard knocks taught me so many deep lessons that I carry with me. They made me into the person who's ready to go out there and face challenges. Because, guys, and so many times I've been facing something hard. Like, just an example, in jiu-jitsu, I'm going up against a guy who's a lot stronger than me, and he's hurting me, and I think about quitting, but then I'm like, this pain is nothing compared to living in a hell in your own mind, to that torture that I felt inside from dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. That's nothing. And then I keep pushing, because what is that compared to what I've been through? I've been through the fire already. So now no physical pain can compare to that. And I'm so much more ready to handle bad things that come into my life and not lose my cool, okay? And not get too emotional because I've been there. So now I'm ready. If something bad happens, yeah, I'll get upset for a minute, but then I think, okay, you've been through worse. We're gonna get through this. And I say we like there's more than one of me, but maybe that's strong Kyle talking to the inner child Kyle. But anyway, guys, that was my deep lesson that I learned from gratitude, which was you start looking for the good in your everyday life. Like, normally I'd wake up and see the snow and be like, ah, snow. Now I have to shovel. Now I have to clean the car. But today I woke up, because last night I already decided I was going to go in nature to film for you guys. But I saw the snow and I thought, okay, I have to clean the car, but I'm going to get some cool shots. So I was grateful for the snow, which is something I'm usually not grateful for. So that's my lesson, guys. It starts to train you to look for the good in your life, and it even trains you to see the good in your past, the hard things that you never saw good in before. Because, guys, everything in this world has two sides, all right? And joy and pain, good and bad, are really just two sides, two different sides of the same coin of life. We have good, we have bad. That's life, guys. So that's the lesson. I hope that touched somebody. Somebody could take that and start to look at the bad and see, you know what? Something beautiful came from that. And that's a special feeling inside when you start to realize that. And when you start to do that, guys, you start to take the power away from those traumas, and they stop hurting you, and they even start to motivate you. And you can feel grateful for them. You can truly feel grateful for them. All right, guys, to end this video, I'm going to tell you five things I'm grateful for today, just because I want to do the gratitude practice. And that's what I recommend. Five things every day that you're grateful for. I'm grateful that the snow came when I wasn't expecting it, and it got me out here to see the beautiful nature that I live around. And guys, I really do live around some beautiful places, and I know not everybody has somewhere where they can come and film and walk around, and I have places surrounding me, so many different choices, and I'm very grateful for that. So the snow for one, but we could also put in nature with that, the nature that I have around me. I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful that I have my camera that I can bring with me and share these things with my community. I'm very grateful for this camera because it's been with me all around the world. Not all around the world, but it's been with me so many different places. This camera goes with me everywhere I go, and I've had it for almost 5 years, and this camera is tough, guys. This camera is tough. I'm grateful that this camera has been with me in the rainforest of Puerto Rico, the mountains of Colombia, the Rocky Mountains. It was with me in Montreal when I was practicing French. This camera has been with me all over the place, guys. I'm so grateful for it, and I'm grateful that I get to talk to it and share my feelings and thoughts. Let's think about number three. I'm grateful that I have a home right now where my wife and my son are sleeping and they're warm. I have a place, guys, where my family can lay their heads at night and be comfortable, be warm. We have food there. And I know that's a huge blessing that not everybody in the world has. So let me just say right now, if you're watching that and you don't have that right now, there was a time where I didn't either, guys, but I know that a lot of you are in harder situations. Please stay strong, guys. Stay strong. And if you can stay strong and train your brain to look for the good, one day when you're out there in the world being the great person that you are, you'll look back on that story and share it, and it will touch someone else. So stay strong. That was number three, number three was my house where my family can be nice and warm. Number four, let's see. Ooh, this is just a small one, guys, but you have to do the small ones too. I'm grateful that I have leftovers from a delicious meal that we cooked last night. And you're gonna see this video before you see that video, so I can't say what it is, but I'll just say, our Moroccan friends will be very pleased. So I have leftovers from that, and I'm gonna have a delicious breakfast, guys, when I get home of the leftovers from last night's meal. That's number four. And number five, you. I'm not talking about my YouTube channel. I'm not saying, oh, I'm grateful that you're here because, you know, it's a business for me. I'm grateful for you who's watching this video. You, my friend. I'm so grateful because without you, I have nothing on this channel. You are Pensando Inglés, not me. You who comes here to learn, who tunes into the videos, who listens and leaves me comments, shares your thoughts. You are Pensando Inglés, my friend. And I am grateful for you. Thank you so much for being here. And if you're still here right now, please, in the comments, tell me five things that you are grateful for today. I can't wait to read it. Thank you all for being with me. Like I said, you guys may never know how much I appreciate you. You guys say thank you for the work I do. Thank you for being here with me. Without you, my work makes no sense at all. So I'm truly grateful for every single one of you. And I will see you in the next video.